Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, es sagt es in der Darin, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Elu Nedarim Shehu Mefer. These are the types of Nedarim, and this would include Shavuos also, Shehu, that he would be either the husband or the father, Mefer have a right to cancel. They would have to be Dvarim Sheyesh Behem Inui Nefesh. The type of Neder, that if the husband would be Mekayim the Neder, or the father would be Mekayim the Neder, it would cause tsar, would be very difficult for the wife. For example, suppose she says, the pleasure of washing myself is asa to me forever if I'm going to wash myself today. That means im erchas. Or she says she swears she will never wash herself. Vim lo erchas. Suppose she says, im eskashet, the pleasure of making myself look nice, whether it's jewelry or makeup, should be ushered to me forever if I'm going to do that for myself today. Or v'im lo yeskashet, she says, taka, this is what she says, I'll never do this forever. So being that this is going to cause personal suffering, this is the type of neder or shvua that the father or husband can say, nope, I'm made for the neder. Amar Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Ein Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh. Now Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Shavua part. If she says, I'm never going to wash, or she says, I'll never put on makeup, I'll never beautify myself, that's Vada Inu Nefesh. It's the Neder part, the first part. She says, washing is also to me if I'm going to wash today, or makeup will be also to me if I don't make myself nice today. So holding herself back from these things for one day is not so terrible. That's not called inui nefesh. Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Nedarim Perigur Aleph Mishnah Beis. The Elu Nedarim Shehu Mefer. Here are the Nedarim that, according to the way most learn, either the husband or the father could be Mefer. He can't just be Mefer, any Neder. They would have to be, we're going to see more about this in continuing Mishnayis, but for right now, it would have to be Dvarim Sheyesh Bem Inui Nefesh, something that would cause her pain. Tsar. For example, suppose she makes a neder. The hana of washing is aser on me forever. Im erchetz, if I'm going to wash today. Or suppose she makes a shvua. Vim lo erchetz, she swears she'll never wash her. Or let's say she says, the hana of making myself look nice, jewelry or makeup, should be ushered to me forever if I'm going to make myself look nice today. That means imes kashet. Kishutin means like jewelry. The Torah, it says, was given with chav dalet kishutin. The 24 svarim of Tanakh, it's like the jewelry on the Torah. So she says, she makes a neder. I aser, making myself look nice. Forever im eskashet if I'm going to do it today. Or she makes a shuv im lay eskashet. I'm never going to put on any jewelry. I'm never going to put on any makeup. So these are all examples of nidarim of inui nefesh. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Ein elu nidre inui nefesh. Says the Bat Tanura, Rabbi Yossi is just arguing on the neder part. If she makes a neder, she'll never wash herself. Or she makes a neder that she'll never beautify herself, that we understand is Nidarim of Inui Nefesh. But if she says, Rechitza would be usher to me forever, if I don't wash today, so it's just one day that she can't wash, or one day that she can't put up jewelry, that's not such Inui Nefesh. Zehal Rabbi Yossi, but Lamaisa Dalach is not like Rabbi Yossi. By the way, the Rambam Paskin says about Tanura, unlike the husband, the father could be made for any neder, even if it's not a neder of inui nefesh. There is another whole category of nedarim that a husband could be made for. And those are dvarim shebeinoy lebeinoy, things that would affect the marriage, the relationship. That is dafka, something the husband can do, not the father.